You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Hey, everybody. So right now, if you're watching this, you are seeing the recap of the week here at Vegans Explore. My goal is on Sundays for this not only to be a video that shows up on the YouTube, but for this also be the podcast that goes out, so you get an idea of what's happening behind the scenes here at Vegans Explore. Now, this week, we are continuing with our daily podcast. If you haven't been watching, haven't been listening, be sure to go to vegansexplore.com/podcast. It's on this channel as well. We post on all the platforms, and you can check out all of the episodes that we have been releasing as of this recording. I believe we're like either on episode 70. This might be 79. I believe it's 79. We've been doing this since November 1st, 2025, committed to doing it until November 1st, 2026, and then we'll go from there and see what's going on. But the whole idea behind that is I know myself. I know if I don't have like the strong commitment and put it out there and have people holding me accountable, I could easily slip into a new idea and just abandon things. And you could just see that with a lot of the podcasts that I've done. I've never done it this long. I feel like I'm as committed for this goal of doing 365 episodes of this podcast as I am being vegan. I don't see myself skipping a day unless something happens, but I really don't see myself skipping a day intentionally, because it's so much of a challenge for me to sit and come up with these ideas of what I want to do. There's some nights where I'm getting in at 9 o'clock in the evening after a long day, and I'm like, I have a whole podcast and social media post to put up before I go to bed, and I don't even know what I'm going to podcast about. And then I come up with an idea and I'm like, all right, yes, that was great. It falls into my lap. I read a comment. I go onto these different channels. But one thing I did notice this week is where normally I could go to like a veg news or a plant-based news or one of these different platforms and find a news story that's interesting, there was like nothing. It was so dry of like the news that's being out there. And then you hear the headlines of the vegan community, veganism is on the downfall and all that. And it's like, what is that big thing that's happening? You know, there's no big tentpole thing that's getting the whole community to talk about veganism. And I feel like that's weird. I've been doing this since 2016, and there's always been something. And I feel like right now there's like a void of, and maybe it's just because it's the beginning of the year, but it's weird. It is definitely a weird time. And I feel like you can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it as, wow, there's not a lot of things going on, and this is the beginning of the end. Or you can look at it as an opportunity. There's a void that gets to be filled. And I feel like that is the best opportunity to step up and to let the world know we exist. And I love the evolution of this platform, of this community, and what it's becoming. And what I love about it the most is that it's the culmination of years and years of research, of experience, of connecting with different people, hearing their stories, and realizing that this gets to be done more. And with this opportunity to have a daily podcast, it creates a olive branch to all the people out there who want their stories to be told. Big shout out to Robert Sheek. Many of you may know him as the godfather of bodybuilding, vegan bodybuilding. We've done a lot of things in the past, and he's doing some book consulting with some major players in the vegan space. And he's the one who put me in touch with Dr. Michael Clapper. Even though we have a good relationship, he is doing work with a lot of different authors out there. And he's been a saving grace in terms of introducing me to some of his clients. And I'm look forward to seeing some really cool content coming out thanks to him. So I always want to give a shout out to Robert Sheik. He's a wealth of knowledge. One of the kindest individuals I've ever met, super enthusiastic about this movement, and wears his heart on his sleeve. So big shout out to Robert Sheik, and thank you for all the things that you do, not just in the bodybuilding world, but just in general. I don't think you get enough recognition and love from this community as much as you deserve, because you are definitely a quiet voice behind the scene, but also a big voice in front of the scene, if that even makes sense. It makes sense to me in my mind. But the whole point reason I brought Robert Sheik up is it's making me realize that I get to do more interviews. I get to bring more people onto the podcast. But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to put the whole episode up, because I got a lot of podcasts to do every single week. So with the Dr. Michael Clapper interview that I did, I made sure to ask him questions that would work really well as standalone episodes. So we talked about the new food pyramid. We talked about aging, the aging population, and getting people off their medication. So a lot of things that were partly personal, talked about AI and using ChatGPT. So all of those will be coming out as their own individual 5, 6, 7, 8 minute episodes that will provide value for people if they listen to them. And they're a nice little bite-sized thing. So I may not be putting out long, all that to say, I may not be putting out long episodes anymore. I just be bricking them up and putting them out, which will help me out. Give me more content to put out on a weekly basis. And then in the middle, I can put in some of the hot topics. Like I just did one on microplastics, which I haven't done a lot of environmental content. So that was pretty cool. So keep look out for that. Definitely, you know, shout out to people who are leaving reviews. That is probably one of the best things you can do right now for this podcast. If you genuinely like it, leave a comment on wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, both, if you're feeling fancy, and it will help more people feel confident about investing in subscribing and listening. I stand behind the product. I stand behind what I do. I'm proud of what we're creating, and I know it's only going to get better with each podcast that we do. So thank you guys. If you are listening, if you're watching this right now, I really appreciate you. One of the things I actually did today that I'm super proud of and I'm excited is I finally started putting out the guides. I'm using Go High Level on the back end for a lot of the things that we're doing, and I've been able to create a guide, 3 different guides. One, they're called the Vegan Survival Guide. So I made a survival guide for vegan restaurants. I made one for content creators, and I made one for nonprofits. And it basically breaks down tips that you can use to amplify what it is you're doing for the movement. So it breaks down some of the most common things that are plaguing restaurant owners. We talk about how nonprofits can raise funds and further support themselves, get the word out. And we talk about content creators, how you can take what you're doing and move it towards becoming a professional. Even though we don't have the biggest platform, we do have a pretty big network. And that's one of the things I will hang our hat on. We've done a lot of the work. The majority of the work that we've done, especially as SoFlo Vegans, has been behind the scenes. So that means we know a lot of people. We've connected with a lot of organizations. We've supported a lot of organizations behind the scenes. This is really now our season to not just focus on the businesses and the nonprofits and the creators behind the scenes, but to focus on the community, to focus on the majority of the people that make this movement what it is. And that's focusing on the seasoned vegans, the pre-vegans, the entrepreneurs, the nonprofits, and the content creators. Those are the 5 core groups that we're servicing and we're working with right now. So everything that we're going to be doing, from our guides, the thing that I'm most excited about that I get to work on this week would be our local guides. Our local guides would be, think of like the yellow pages on steroids. You'll be able to find out all of the different businesses in your community, and it'll be a monthly thing. So we'll be adding more and more, reaching out to more businesses, you know, giving them an opportunity to support what we're doing, but also submit their information through our surveys. And then what you'll be able to do is get your hands on these guides, which would then let you know about what's going on in your city. So we'll be having guides for cities around the country and around the globe, but doing them bit by bit. So every month we'll be releasing more and more and more. So what else will be in these guides? You will also have, in addition to the directories, which will focus on restaurants, brands, we're doing some service directories. We'll be talking, you can find lawyers, accountants, you know, healthcare providers, insurance providers, all the things that maybe you just want to support a vegan business owner. We'll be gathering all of that so you have it in one place. Of course, that's going to be a big project. And as more and more people discover who we are, it's going to be an opportunity for them to submit their information. The best way to get your information into our guide is to complete our survey. We have 5 different surveys. So if you go to vegansexplore.com/surveys, you'll be able to fill out survey out. It's absolutely free. And then the thing that is really cool is if you fill that survey out, you'll be able to get a 7-month free trial for our Vegans Explore Passport community. That way you can check it out, see if it's right for you. It's only $11 a month, but really that community helps support and funds what we're doing so we can continue to grow. I can start building out my team, because right now it's a team of one right now. Everything that you're seeing, from the podcast to the videos, the websites, social media, everything is done by myself. And I'm doing it that way on purpose, because I try to do it the other way, and it's enough work just for me to do the things that I've got to do, but to also manage a team and not even have a steady stream of revenue coming in to support the team and having to come out of pocket. It took me to the point where I completely burnt out, and I don't burn out often. It's probably every 4 years I burn out, because I do a lot, and that's just the way I roll. The complete opposite is if I don't have this momentum going, I do nothing. And I'd rather be doing something with my life. So yeah, that's a lot that I'm throwing at you. You know, the whole point of these videos is just to kind of unleash the week that was, so I can jump into a new week with a clean slate. So I have a few more things to drop on you. And then I'll do a shorter version for social where it's under a minute, I hope. But what else? I'm just kidding. That's a Chris Rock reference. What else? How come every time? I'm getting into my delirious mode right now. No, but in February, I mentioned in one of my videos, we are going to be going back to New York City. And I don't even know if I'm looking straight at the camera. So if you see me looking down, it's intentional. New York City. We're going back to New York City. I'm actually going there for a UN event, so I decided to plan some things around it. So I may be doing a meetup of different people, like be reaching out. If you're in the New York City area and you're watching this and you want to meet up, shoot me a message. I'll add you to the list. Still figuring out where I want to go. I get to figure that out sooner than later, but I want to just get a bunch of people to meet up and for us to connect and learn and figure out what's going on in the New York City area, because that is a huge market that we want to support, as well as LA, of course, South Florida, where this all started, Central Florida, Atlanta. Those are the main pockets. Also looking at London as well. So, and then grow from there. If there's a bunch of people, North Carolina, Virginia area, a lot of excitement and movement and content creators from that area that I really respect. So, and sanctuaries from that area as well. Shout out to Hogs and Kisses. So my goal is this year to plan trips to all those different places. So while I'm out there, we do a meetup. I go to some of the restaurants, check out a sanctuary, and record it, capture it, do podcasts while I'm out there, and put the content up for you guys to see. And ultimately, some bigger ideas that I don't want to talk about right now, but are on the way, that you guys will be seeing this platform grow and grow. And then the beautiful thing is you get to go back and see these videos and see where it all started, that this was all just an idea. We put it into motion, got momentum. We didn't quit, and it became whatever it is by the time you're watching this, or if you're watching this in retrospective, I know where this is going. I know where this is going. There's no quitting me. There's no stopping me. I'm vegan for life. So I get to build this community to support other people who are in the same boat as me. And people who aren't, that's why we have the five different parts of what it is that we're creating. So I think that's about it. I mean, some takeaways from the week that was, I definitely am enjoying the content and the engagement that I'm getting on TikTok. I feel like TikTok, I wasn't a big fan of TikTok until I really start posting on it daily. And I see why everybody likes it. So I'm still going to be posting on all of them, but definitely TikTok has been showing up and showing out. So shout out to everybody that follows and engages and does everything on TikTok. Instagram has always been a good to me on for Vegans Explore. And it just doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel the same as it once was, but I definitely like Instagram, probably my number two. And then YouTube is also, I'm starting to gain a lot of appreciation for YouTube, like one of the best, you know, had a really good video with the Dr. Neil Barnard, did really well, surprisingly well, show me that it's possible. So we'll definitely be putting out some more content on YouTube, maybe not just the podcast. So I'm going to end it on that note. I feel like I said everything I needed to say in regards to what's going on. And I look forward to posting more content, engaging with you guys and hearing what your stories are. Maybe getting a few of you on the podcast. If you want to be a guest, reach out. Let me know, you know, why you would make a good guest. You can email me at contact@vegansexplore.com or DM me on any of the socials. I manage them all right now. As of what is this, January 18th, 2026, I'm managing the socials. So you'll be speaking directly to me. And that's basically it. So once again, thank you so much for listening, watching this, however you're consuming this. If you want to connect, once again, that email is contact@vegansexplore.com. And if you go to vegansexplore.com/contact, you can actually leave a voice message directly from the webpage. And I may even take some of those voice messages and put on future episodes of the podcast. So definitely check out that feature. I put that on there for a reason. And I'll guess talk to you guys tomorrow. We're a daily podcast. See you tomorrow, guys.